Welcome back to the program. The 2018 FEI World Equestrian Games are well underway in Tryon in the USA. The Australian equestrian team has been performing very well this week. The chef de mission, Chris Webb, joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Chris?
Really well, Joe. Thanks very much. A little bit late at night, but we're getting there slowly.
Chris, it has been, to say the very least, a somewhat challenging start to the event. Firstly, with the fact that a hurricane by the name of Florence seems to be inching closer. What's the latest there?
Yeah, it's been interesting, Joe, to say the least. We've been kept up to date with lots of detail from the emergency services and the relevant authorities, including the organising committee and the FEI itself. Florence is definitely on its way. We understand that the hurricane itself will touch landfall in the next 48 hours or so. We anticipate that where we are at Tryon is some hours from the coast in the mountains of North Carolina. And we envisage that come Saturday morning there'll be a significant amount of rain. We understand that the event itself is going to proceed. Obviously, they're checking it, monitoring it all the time, but with the welfare of the horses in mind and the priority of that, as well as the athletes, the FEI are being cautious but also being positive. So there are lots of plans in place, evacuation plans, safety plans. However, at this stage, we're pushing ahead, which is exciting.
And the competition has been pushed ahead this week in what have been very warm weather conditions, particularly over the last couple of days. And one of the most recent and notable performances by the Australian team was from the dressage riders, Chris, that finished eighth overall in the team competition.
Yeah, no, the dressage team did an exceptional job under the leadership of our chef de keep in Deb McNichol, and the four riders really performed very well. The conditions have been challenging, there's no doubt about that. It's been very hot and humid, and with the amount of rain that we've had, the humidity coming out of the ground and also the newly formed surfaces for the competitors to compete on has made it very challenging. But the guys have done a really good job. There was our first rider in Alexis Hellier had some challenges with her horse and managed to, in conjunction with the veterinarians, present her horse really well. And she did a fantastic job under some serious adverse conditions. And she really set herself up nicely as well with the balance of the team. And it enabled our more senior experienced riders, Brett Parbury, Christy Oak and Mary Hannah to get the job done for us. So we're really proud of that effort.
Of the group, Christy Oatley, a highly experienced Olympian, was the highest scorer in the end?
Yeah, a real great competitor, Christy. She and her horse, De Soleil, did a fantastic job. They scored very well with a good mark over 70% and really showed a strength in the field and has managed to graduate into the next phase, being the Grand Prix Special, which she'll ride tomorrow here in Tryon. And Christy showed her experience as well as her tenacity with her ring craft and how well she can manage a beautiful big horse, and she really did a good job.
And from a Tokyo 2020 Olympics perspective, Chris, how does that performance by the Australian team position us?
Yeah, the way that the FEI have set up Olympic qualification in the sport of dressage, the team that finished top in our region, being Group F and G, under the Olympic qualification map, was Australia. So therefore, at this stage, we've qualified for Tokyo with our dressage team, so that's extremely exciting, and it was a job that the guys came to do, and they got it done, which we're really proud of.
There's been some controversial situations arise during the week, Chris, across another discipline, that of endurance, with that particular event being cancelled. Can you explain to our listeners what happened there?
Yeah, no, very unfortunate, Joe, and pretty disappointing, but the right decision, in my opinion, was made, and it's one that we've supported as a national federation through the FEI. So the endurance event started yesterday morning. It's a 160-kilometre race, and it started quite early at approximately half past six in the morning. Unfortunately, there was a starting issue where the pack got away early, and unfortunately, the pack had split in one group was directed in a misdirection, which meant that under the first loop, that a particular set of riders were probably short between 10 and 15 kilometres in that first loop. So, unfortunately, the FEI cancelled the race in the first outset and decided to reset the race due to a false start. The amendment that they made was that the race would continue in a 120-kilometre format. The conditions throughout the day, however, worsened, and due to the humidity and the occurrences throughout the day, unfortunately, the FEI, under the guidance of the Veterinary Commission, made a decision to cancel the race with the welfare of the horses as an absolute priority. It was unfortunate that the veterinary checks that are in place for the endurance race are quite strict, but all for all the right reasons, and unfortunately that the horses just weren't in a position to be able to satisfy the veterinary assessments, and therefore with the attrition rate that was coming, the FEI felt it was important and the only decision to protect the horses and the competitors was to unfortunately abandon the event.
Mm. Horse welfare must come first, Chris, but that aside, I'm sure there must be many from various countries disappointed athletes going home from Tryon having not been able to compete in an event that they've spent so long preparing for.
Oh, it's extremely disappointing, Joe, and I think there was absolutely no doubt for those that were at the event, there was a fair bit of emotion around. However, at the end of the day, we all have a responsibility to protect the horses, and the FEI led that and made a decision with consultation, with a lot of science and a lot of fact behind them, and made the decision, the only decision that had to be made, really. As you said, there will be some disappointment. There's a long way to go and a lot of money spent and a lot of hard work gone into preparing horses for this event. But as we know, we love our horses and it's extremely important that they're protected.
The eventing competition is underway, Chris, and the Australian team so far after the dressage phase looks in good shape.
Yeah, the two guys that rode today in Andrew Hoy, obviously, a very seasoned campaigner, and Christopher Burton, one of our young bright futures, rode very well in the dressage test, put us in a good position going into day two, which will follow with our other two team riders in Shane Rose and Emma McNabb, and our individual competitor in Bill Levitt. So the guys did a good job. The conditions were still tough out there today, but. You know, the judges were showing good marks and the guys did well. I think, there's definitely a long way to go in the competition yet, but a good start. And it's really important for our team in eventing and our Tokyo campaign for medals at Olympic Games for those guys to do really well. So great, we got off to a good start.
Mm, and at WEG, do you hope that the Australian team would be a medal chance at the end of the competition?
I think so, Joe. We've set ourselves a benchmark to do as well as we possibly can. The top six teams in the discipline of eventing from the World Equestrian Games will qualify to Tokyo. That is our goal. However, it's hard to keep those guys back. They'll want to get on the podium and do as well as they possibly can. All four of those, that group, are strong and fierce competitors, and this is the world stage. They won't back down at all. So, as I said, it's a long competition, as we know. 3-day eventing is arduous on a good day. So they'll have to do well, and the stars will have to align a little bit. Their guys are ready to go, and we'll definitely put in good shape.
And again, Chris, from a Tokyo 2020 perspective, that how the eventing team performs at Tryon is so important.
Critical, absolutely critical for us, Joe. We're a government-funded sport. We're the Australian Institute of Sport, invested in us significantly to get a result at Tokyo Olympic Games being medals, and so therefore qualifying at this event is really, really important. But once again, the guys are up for it. They've prepared well. They've put a lot of work into this, and now we just have to let the competition roll out.
And coming up next week at WEG, of course, we have the carriage driving, the legend Boyd Excel leading the charge for us there, and also the vaulting. And this week, our reiners performed as well as they could against the Americans, the home of reining, of course, the US. It was always going to be hard for them to feature in the top three.
Oh, really exciting story with the reiners, Joe. They're such a great group of people. They're professional in their approach. And we had Shauna and Marv Larkham, the brother and sister combination. And also we had the husband-wife combination in Robin and Warwick Schiller and followed by Dan James, a guy from Australia, a beaut horseman who really put in a good show. But I think that the story of the day was Robin and Warwick, the husband and wife combination, where they pipped each other a couple of times. And I think Robin got ahead of her husband Warwick by half a point. And so they really lit up the crowd, and the Aussie support and the support for all the Australian competitors was alive and well at Triumph today. And so it was really exciting for those guys. And I can assure you they enjoyed a cool beer this evening as well.
And Boyd Excel, there'd be high expectations about how he's likely to perform.
Yeah, Boyd's arrived today. All five horses have come out of quarantine, are in fantastic condition. His team's done a beaut job in getting them organised. Boyd's just come off the back of a significant ankle surgery 4 weeks ago. He's a little bit light on his feet at the moment, but getting around in a golf cart and he's already setting this thing nicely to try and regain that gold medal performance that he's done five times before. So Boyd has a great presence about him. He's a consummate professional, an amazing horseman whose preparation is meticulous. And so we'll look forward to Boyd preparing this week and getting into competition next.
Okay. Well, Chris, well done on all that the Australian equestrian team has achieved thus far. How has the general atmosphere been at Triumph?
Oh, listen, there's no doubt there's been some challenges for the organising committee trying to get the venue finished and up to a standard of World Equestrian Games. But now that the competitors are here and the sport's started, the quality of facility that's been provided for competition is absolutely world-class, and there is a general good buzz about the place. There are a lot of people there today. There is no doubt there are an equestrian and horse-loving community and really, buzzing to watch good competition. So lots of people there, very, very busy, and really, really good, exciting field, to be honest.
And by the looks and sounds of it, Chris, there have been many Australians travelled to Triumph to support the team.
Oh, the support from the Aussie fans has been amazing. We're in the dressage today, and I remember talking to Mary Hannah and her husband Rob, and she actually said, she's been to five of these, and it's the best support she's ever felt. And there's a lot of presence there, and they're very vibrant. And it's absolutely beautiful for our competitors to feel that. So, as I said, lots of presents, lots of flags, and lots of Aussie. And it's been really, really great, actually. So I'm really proud of our competitors, and it's proud to be an Australian at big events like this, especially when we do well.
Chris, good luck for the second half and the second week of the World Equestrian Games at Triumph. And we'll look forward to touching base with you again at the conclusion. And fingers crossed for the remainder of our Australian competitors set to line up.
Thanks so much, Joe, and great talking to you.
That's Chris Webb, the Australian Equestrian Team's chef de mission, in charge of the team during the World Equestrian Games in Tryon on the USA.